A Masai Tale, Who's in Rabbit's House? Retold by Verna Ardema. Pictures by Leo and Diane Dillon. As the hour for the performance approaches, the Maasai villagers gather before the closed curtain, waiting expectantly. Behind the curtain, the actors prepare the set and the props, rehearse their lines, and don their masks. At last, the players are ready. The curtain opens, and the play begins. Long, long ago, a rabbit lived on a bluff overlooking a lake. A path went by her door and down the bank to the water. The animals of the forest used that path when they went to the lake to drink. Every day at dusk, Rabbit sat in her doorway and watched them. But one evening, she came to her house and she could not get in. And a big bad voice from inside the house roared, "I am the Long One. I eat trees and trample on elephants. Go away or I will trample on you." "That's my house," cried Rabbit. "Come out at once." She banged on the door. Ban, ban, ban. But the bad animal said more crossly than before, "Go away or I will trample on you." And the rabbit sat down on a nearby log to think. Now a frog happened to see this. She hopped up to the rabbit and said rather timidly,
"I think I could get him out."
"No," sniffed the rabbit. "You are so small. You think you could do what I cannot? You annoy me. Go away." Frog would have left that rude rabbit if a jackal had not come along just then. Instead, she crouched, behind a nearby tree to see what would happen. The jackal said,
"Oh, rabbit, why aren't you sitting in your doorway?"
"Someone's in my house," said the rabbit. "He won't come out, and I can't get in."